12. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
This Friday is not just an R&B Friday, it's also a Good Friday.
It is. It's a very good Friday. It is the goodest of Fridays.
It is. It is Easter Friday or Good Friday or whatever you call it. Mm. And in my family, like a lot of families, we follow the tradition of eating fish on Good Friday, right? But I've never followed it. I've always been the one that's like, nah, I might just have some chicken or something instead.
Oh, don't say that too loud.
Whatever. Like, I don't eat fish.
Jeez. Yeah, but you're supposed to not eat meat.
Oh, well, whatever. I've never done it. Never done it. I'm not very religious, and I know it's normally a religious thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought this year that I also don't know how to cook fish, so I thought this year I would test my fish cooking skills with you.
Good on you for doing this. You're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're going to cook an item that you don't really eat.
Yeah,
you're going to cook it well.
Hopefully. Now,
because I'm eating it.
This is the thing. So we're going to give you some fish on Good Friday to eat to see if you like it. I need to get some help, though, and some tips. So I'm cooking this from scratch. Mm-hmm. I've got to go buy a piece of fish. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular type of fish that you like?
My favourite fish is snapper.
Snapper.
Slightly on the expensive side.
Is there something else as well if there's no snapper?
Salmon eat all the time. So we've got salmon. Barramundi. You know, that was probably my main fish I would fish for in the Kimberley.
Okay, so
because it's a warmer fish. You'd find it in Queensland and stuff too. So yeah, barramundi.
Okay.
That's cheaper too.
Okay, so I'll find one of those fishes.
Okay. Fish eye. Fish eye is the
fish
plural.
Eye, is
no,
it?
No, no. School of fish.
Now, how do I cook it? What?
You got to pan fry those bad boys.
Do I put something
on
barbecue?
It? Or barbecue.
Nah, the barbecue's a bit dirty.
A bit of flavouring's always good.
Okay.
A bit of lemon and herbs and lemon maybe a bit of chilli, a bit of spice.
I'll Google best recipes for whatever
please
fish I find.
Please do. You're going to need
to. Is there, how do you know when it's cooked, though?
Well, it's not red.
Okay.
It's not pink. You don't really want it to be pink. You know, it's not going to kill you like chicken, but you still want it to be nice and white throughout the whole thing.
Okay, well, I'll take those tips on board.
Mm-hmm. You've got 3 days
fingers
to get it
crossed.
Perfect.
I can't guarantee it's going to be any good.
It needs to be perfect by Friday.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not going to go buy 5 pieces to try it.
Oh, yeah, you got to work your way up.
No, mate. No, mate. You get the first try.
It's going to be one. Okay, no, I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
There has been an absolute rort at the airport. Vegemite.
When's that different to any other day at the airport, though?
No, this is more than
really?
A little bit. This will blow your mind. Now, this has gone up on social media, of course, and it's blown everybody out of the water because a photo of a jar of Vegemite, just an innocent Vegemite at one of the shops.
Any particular size or just a
it
standard?
It is a pretty big one, 560 grams, so half a kilo.
Oh, geez. Okay.
If you like your Vegemite, you'll be a happy little Vegemite eating this one, but no one is a happy little Vegemite because people have been left in utter disbelief due to the ridiculous price that this specific jar of Vegemite's costing. Now, if you go down to Woolies and purchase this jar of Vegemite, it's about $8.
Yeah,
$7, $8.
I just had
go
a look.
Coles.
560-gram Vegemite spread, $8 in stock nearby.
Go to Rossi's, wherever, RGA. That's how much it's going to cost you. But if you went to the Sydney airport to buy this jar of Vegemite, can you take a punt?
Hit me.
Give me a guess.
Oh, $12?
Up.
What?
Hmm.
Okay, so $12, you think, okay, there's an extra $4 increase. That's about right for an airport.
Oh, it's a 50% markup. Keep going north.
$15?
I'll just tell you. It's $19.
Are you kidding? For one jar of Vegemite?
It's a $20 note for a jar of Vegemite.
That's ridiculous. Is this the international airport by any chance?
It doesn't say. It just says Sydney Airport, but I'm guessing it could be.
I'm wondering if they're trying to rort the... You know how, when you go to, the overseas lolly shop, so,
you go to the ones
where you can only get, Reese's Pieces or whatever, American candy, they're always so much more expensive because they're,
overseas.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not gonna get it over there. Make
exactly.
Sure you grab it now.
This is the Vegemite scandal.
It's also divided the internet, though, because a lot of people are saying your fault for getting to the airport and not buying Vegemite, which is fair enough. But other people are saying this should be illegal. It's such a markup that you only see on Chanel products and whatever else is rich.
This is The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
I have my baby shower coming up this weekend, right?
There it
it's
is.
Like the worst baby cry. Oh, I can do a better one than that.
Go on. That was not me playing a sound effect. That was, in fact, In fact, Claire making her noise. It's scary stuff, that one.
I can't do that one. But yeah, Sam, so I've got my baby shower coming up this weekend. Woo! Going back to Sydney, catching up with all my friends. Mm. I cannot wait. It's going to be fantastic. Mm. Now, for me, right, yep. This baby shower more than anything is being able to catch up with friends and family and all of that before Bubs comes along. It's probably going to be the last time I get to Sydney before.
Yeah.
And not only that, even after Bubs is here, you know, I want to get settled and stuff before I start travelling around again.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to go back to family once Bubs is born?
I'll probably go back for a week or so at some point. Like, I've got 6 months off, so it's definitely...
Not off. It's not off.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, 6 months off from
six
work.
6 months on.
But I'll definitely go back at some point, but I'm not going to be going back straight away, yep. Which does upset me a little bit because my grandparents and stuff won't be able to meet Bubs until she's a bit older.
Well, all your family's there.
Yeah. Yep. Now...
Your mum's overseas.
My mum will be overseas when she's born. Yes. But this weekend, for me, it's all about catching up with people, right? Yep. So I was planning on just putting on a lunch. So just, I don't know, sausage rolls, party pies, you know, cheap.
Keep
kind
it
of,
simple, little
yeah,
gathering, say good
day. Exactly. Have some games.
Have a few frothies.
Well, no frothies. A few games and stuff. Nothing extreme.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it would be. Mm. But it's turned into something totally different.
What do you mean?
So after I said that I was having a baby shower, people started saying to me, so what are you doing for your colour scheme? And what kind of decorations
scheme?
Are you doing?
What does a colour scheme mean?
Like the colour scheme. Like the
why
the
do you colours. Need a colour scheme?
Apparently it's a thing.
As in, you're having a girl, just make it pink?
Well,
or is it more to it?
There's more to it, yeah. Like, so I was like, oh, I like purples and blues and stuff, so I'll probably do some of that. And then I found out how expensive it was.
Who's asking you these questions?
All of my friends.
What?
It's crazy.
I know they've had kids then.
My sister-in-law's like, you've got to have a colour scheme.
Oh, God.
So I've tried to do a colour scheme, right?
Mm.
It's not working out so far very well because everything that I like that's in those colours is expensive.
Because
it's not in season. You know how like things go through trends?
Yeah.
So at the moment, in season is like that rose goldy type colour. It's not the colour I want to use.
No,
I want to use like purples, blues and pinks.
Yep.
Like just really simple babyish colours, like leave it at that. No, I've got to go for rose gold if I want to go cheap. So one of my friends said that she'd help me out and she'd help me plan. And she is a planner, but she also doesn't do budgets, right? Like her, I know for her own parties, so the Ivy Penthouse in Sydney is like the top tier nightclub.
Mm.
She rented it out for her 19th birthday.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the sky is literally the limit, right?
Yeah.
And I should have realized this when I asked her for help.
Yeah, bad idea.
For the word baby in a balloon blown up, helium, I think, $90.
Jeez.
$90.
That money's better spent elsewhere.
Like, I get that balloons are expensive sometimes, but
the price of helium is ridiculous these days.
Apparently.
It is.
And then
it's more than gold.
To have like those big clear balloons with a few little ones on the inside, they're like $75 each minimum.
Whoa.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
So I thought about going to Axicam here and getting them, but I'm leaving today.
Yeah, you can't really transport it.
No, 4 days is a long time to have helium sitting in my car. I don't know what to do because she's been so nice and my friend's helped me out so much. She's like got all these quotes for me. But, mate, I'm not spending $200 on 4 balloons.
Nah. Just go down to your local shop, buy some balloons,
maybe we'll just
blow
buy
them
some
up yourself,
streamers.
And that's enough.
I'll buy some streamers. That'll look nice, won't
you? You're going
it?
There for the company, not for the decorations.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you agree with me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Jet Kenny and Lily Cornish.
Yes.
They were unfortunately, very sadly, knocked out of Dancing with the Stars semi-finals, which is a massive achievement.
This was
itself.
One of my favourite couples as well, because they were amazing when it came to dance, but unfortunately, they do have to eliminate someone every week.
Are you saying amazing for dancing, or are you checking out Jet's body?
Well, a bit of both, you know.
No, fair enough. Jet and Lily join us on the phone right now, too. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good.
Now, Jet, you said off air that Lily's trying to avoid the interview, so we'll focus this on you, but we might have to talk about both of you, if that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's all right. We'll make do.
Fantastic. Mate, I might share some audio quickly with some words that were shared by both of you last night as you were, unfortunately, leaving the dance floor.
I couldn't be prouder of you, Jet. You've just been amazing, and I'm so lucky to have worked with you.
I've had some nightmares, but I've had some really good times, and look, everyone involved has just made it so much more fun. And Lily, as we've had our ups and our downs and wanted to kill one another. But, yeah, look, we made it to the semi-finals, and for me at the start it was taking it week by week. So for her to get me here is a big feat.
Congratulations, Jet, to getting as far as you did. You honestly were amazing on the dance floor. How much harder is it, though, do you think, than it looks to the audience to kind of get those dances together?
Yeah, look, I remember at the start, Lily said dancing could be a very frustrating thing, and I said, not a chance. And I don't know, I think it was like the third or fourth day, and I was trying not to kick the wall or kick the letters around. And, yeah, it's very difficult, especially for someone like me who has no sort of coordination when it comes to dancing. People pick it up very easily, but, yeah, some people...
I would have thought being a lifesaver, you would have had some sort of coordination.
Yeah, look, I've got some form of coordination, but that's more so with, I don't know, dancing. Not my top half of my body. Yeah, I'm not sure, but...
It's a whole other level.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that you can't really put words to it until you actually do it. And even then, when you do it, it's hard to find the right words to describe it.
Absolutely.
The word I most used was chaotic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an incredible thing to be a part of. And I don't know, I guess I kind of learned how to dance.
Well, I wonder, are you going to keep it up? Obviously, you and Lily might continue dancing, or are you going to have a hang the boots up for a little while?
Look, I don't know. I've got those dance shoes there now. I've got whatever it is, three pairs, I think I've got.
Jeez.
So I might give them a little rest, and who knows, I might not take up dancing, but
keep it as a hobby.
Yeah, who knows? It's one of those things that you can do forever, I guess.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
If I ever get married, then it'll be a good skill to have and to know how to dance.
Speaking of relationships.
Marriage.
I do believe your mum is pushing for a marriage at the moment.
Yeah.
Who might that be with?
Look, I'm not sure who that'll be with. Probably just anyone at this moment.
Can we just quickly say, though, have you confirmed rumours that you and Lily might be a bit more than just dance partners?
Look, we're just dance partners. It's, yeah, now that we're not on the show, I guess we can't say we are dance partners.
Yeah, true. So there's no more to the rumour then?
Look, I'm back next week anyway, so we knew this day was coming, and Jared and Olympia said it perfectly. It was kind of like, it felt like they were breaking up, and we've spent so much time together that we've become such good friends, and unfortunately after the show, we're sort of doing our own thing and got our lives to live. But,
so it's the judge's fault.
Who knows what the future holds.
I feel like that was a very roundabout way of saying I'm not answering that question, Jet.
Do you want a job in politics, mate?
Yeah, that's right. I might get into politics.
You do all right. Jet Kenny, you should be extremely proud. We know your parents are. We know Lily is. And thanks for, putting yourself in front of the whole Australian audience to watch, because you've done a sensational job.
And good luck with whatever your love life gives you.
Yeah. No, thank you. And again, to the public who were behind us and voting for us all the way. So thank you to everyone who was behind us and supporting us. And thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Jet, for going on the show. It was great to see you, trust me.
Dancing with the Stars, it'll air again next Monday, 7:30 on the Win Network. And you can catch Jet Kenny next year on The Bachelor.
Well, it depends on how it goes with Lily. See you, Jet.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
See you, guys.
This is The Catch Up with Claire and Sam.
And Claire, we remember the days of Tony Abbott.
Yeah.
Yes. Some people loved him, some people loathed him.
A while ago, wasn't it?
Put me out of the pump here. Not too long. Like, he's still obviously in Parliament, but in terms of his prime ministerial days.
That was a while ago.
7 years.
Yeah, right.
But there's been a fellow MP, of course, Nationals Senator for Queensland, Minister for Resources in Northern Australia, Matt Canavan. He's decided to follow in his possible idol's footstep in Tony Abbott and do what no other political person has done since. Have a listen.
Well, I've never done this before, but I have always been interested in what it tastes like.
He's holding an onion. That's a crunch. He's eating an onion whole.
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought. Maybe it can take off.
I don't understand why you'd say that, because Tony Abbott already tried it and he copped a lot of flack, a lot of flack for it. And then Matthew Canavan has decided to go and do this. And he's well aware that Tony Abbott's done it, because
4 years ago Tony did it.
He's well aware that Tony did it too, because He tagged Tony Abbott in the post.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why he's thinking this is a great idea. This is Tony Abbott giving it a crack.
Very good.
He's nodding. He's happy with it. He was eating a much smaller onion, and he almost ate half of it off, which was disgusting. But yeah, back in 2015, he did it.
I get that, like, onion's a thing that you eat every day, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the biggest deal in the world that all of a sudden you're eating an onion, and you do eat it raw a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But in your salads, like a red onion probably more so.
You wouldn't normally do white onion that much, but more than anything, no one eats the skin. Like, mate, that's gross.
Yeah, at least take
There's
the
mold
skin
on
off.
That half the time.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to give it a good wash before you eat that. But what's bizarre is, at the start he goes, I've always wondered what this tastes like. Mate, as you said, Claire, you always eat onion.
Yeah, exactly. It like you've never had an onion before?
It tastes slightly better cooked. That's it. There's no more to it.
Matt would have had onion breath. It would have been so gross.
If I considered voting for Matt, he's probably just lost my vote.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
It's also a momentous day because this happened last night.
Yes, Game of Thrones is back on our TV screens. Well, our Foxtel screens if you have Foxtel.
Yes, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only Foxtel that you can get it on at the moment.
HBO.
Yeah, well, HBO isn't a channel on Foxtel.
Is it?
No.
Showcase,
yeah, is where you can get it. Now, we're not going to give away any spoilers, so if you haven't seen it yet, don't worry, because we haven't either.
Stay tuned in.
No, I plan on watching it, just not yet.
I planned on watching it last night. Got to bed at about 7:30.
Do you have Foxtel?
I've got Foxtel Go, so use my mate's Foxtel Go.
Oh, okay, so you could technically.
Yeah, but I wasn't in the mood.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm not a massive fan. Like, I watch it, but just because I want to know what everyone else is talking about. It's like Married at First Sight. You've got to stay up to date with this stuff.
Hubby Sam is a massive fan, and I'm not kidding. Since it was announced, the date and everything, every week he's like, oh, I wish we could watch Game of Thrones. Oh, I wish we could watch the, like, recaps. Or maybe we should re-watch Game of Thrones. I'm like, babe, we don't have Foxtel at the moment. I canned it.
There is so much watching to do if you want to re-watch it.
Yeah.
There's, I reckon, 45 hours to watch.
I honestly reckon I've re-watched pretty much every season at least twice.
Really?
Yeah, so when the last season or the season before came out, I re-watched everything up until that point.
What season are we in now?
We're in season 8, and this is the final season. Apparently, I have heard rumour there could be another. But
see, previous seasons I've tried to watch when the new one comes out, too hard, too long, too boring. Can't get into it. Yeah. I watched the 10-minute recaps.
Oh, is that it?
Mm.
Nah, that's boring.
I'm not a fan, I don't think. I'm turning out to be. So did Sam watch it last night then?
Well, no, he was at work. And we don't have Foxtel yet, right? Because I canned it, like I said. But last night's episode was 54 minutes, right?
I thought that was supposed to be like 2 hour long.
Just wait. So 54 minutes for the first episode, and apparently it was more of like a catch up on things that you may have missed, things you may have forgotten about. Like, I know that the end of last season, I think it was, there was the White Walker situation going on.
Oh.
And one of the dragons was taken.
Yes, and they came out of the ice, and now it's back alive. That was the last scene, wasn't it?
That was the last scene, yeah.
That's right. So The Guardian, reliable newspaper in Britain.
Yeah.
They've called it a nostalgia fest for long-suffering fans last night's episode.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a good little recap to see what's going on. Bless you.
It definitely is. But it starts off 54 minutes for that first episode, 58 minutes for the second, and then it starts jumping up in length. So you got an 82-minute episode after that, 78, and then two 80-minute episodes.
So all movie lengths after the second episode.
Well, almost movie lengths, yeah, just under. So you've got five more episodes left to go, right? Only kicked off last night and only five more episodes. People are going to be, like, glued to their TV screens. I saw so many things on social media last night about this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try.
Careful of spoilers on Facebook.
Yeah, I just scroll straight past them. I'm going to try a hack, right?
All right.
To watch all these episodes. So I'm going to wait a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to start watching. The reason being is that Foxtel Now, I think it is, the one that you can get on your phone.
Foxtel Now,
it gives you a 2-week free trial.
Oh, good.
So
they've done this just in time for Game of Thrones.
Well, they have. Well, I think it's a normal thing. I think they normally give you 2 weeks anyway. Yeah. But I'm going to wait till a few episodes go past. Mm. And then I'm going to get my 2-week free trial, catch up on a few of them.
Yes. Where is this going?
Well, and then I've got 2 weeks to watch it. But I do run the risk of them not, like, leaving the episodes on for long enough. You know how sometimes they'll put it in, like, a catch-up section of, like, a week or two and that's it?
It expires, yeah.
So I do run the risk. But I don't know.
Do it.
I'm going to give it a go.
See if it works.
Yeah, I'll let you know if it works or not. If it doesn't, well, you know, too late.
You can come over to mine. I've got Foxtel Go.
Okay. Sounds good.
We can have movie dates, all of us.
Yeah.
My housemate Lindsay wants to watch it too.
Oh, perfect.
She's going to Byron Bay. She's on a plane right now for Blues Fest. And
oh, nice.
She's asked me to wait for her.
Oh, okay.
Which means two episodes, which is a lot.
Is she not back for two whole episodes? Jeez.
So left today and not back until
right, so we'll make a full movie night out of it then.
Yes, absolutely.
Done.
Let's do it.
Let's cool. do it.
It okay. is a movie date.
Game of Thrones is back on your screens now.
Woo!
You can check it out on Showcase on Foxtel. If you don't have it, maybe try the 2-week free trial.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
That's right. The lovely Tegan joins us from Leading Edge Computers. You got some news when it comes to your laundry at the moment.
What?
Yes. Now,
this
everyone,
is interesting.
Everyone hates doing laundry, right? I know I do. And while we don't yet have robots who can take care of all our laundry for
unfortunately.
LG have come up with what might be the next best thing, a smart wardrobe that can refresh your dirty clothes.
What? Yeah. Refresh?
Yes, I'll explain.
Yeah, okay. Please do.
Now, the Styler, that's what it's called, the Styler, is essentially a freestanding wardrobe with a built-in steamer and coat hangers.
That's cool.
Yeah, they move around, they jiggle around, so they can de-wrinkle your clothes as well. Now, while it can't completely clean your clothes, not as well as a washer LG says its TrueSteam technology eliminates over 99.9% of germs and bacteria on your clothes, and which keeps your wardrobe hygienically clean and has other features to keep your clothes dry, odour-free and wrinkle-free.
I guess if you've had something in the cupboard for a while and you want to just give it a quick kind of steam, that might be best.
I'm pretty keen on this, but I'm worried about the cost.
Now, there's no word on availability
yet,
but the Style is expected to cost around $2,000.
You know what?
It's not that bad.
It's not as bad as I thought. I'd pay more. I would pay for that.
It's a little bit more expensive than an iron and some Febreze, but
but
it's own cupboard, isn't it, pretty much?
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
So. Yeah, you know what they say, time is money, and I'm about $100 an hour, so. Have you got a tip for us today, Tegan?
I do. I have one quick tip for you today to help you bookmark a website so you can find it again easily without having to remember the web address.
Nice.
Now, this works on all major browsers. Just go to the page you want to bookmark, then use the Control-D shortcut.
Oh. Control-D.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're using a Windows computer, very similar on a Mac, Command-D. It's that easy just to save your favourite websites.
I don't always get why the letters don't always correspond, hey.
I know. I was trying to figure that one out, but couldn't come up with anything.
Oh, that's okay.
It's Control-D.
Yeah, awesome. And what's happening?
Because it's a shortcut, a D is just an easier B if you draw it out.
This is true, I guess.
You're losing one line
starting
in the middle.
Starting to sound like a long cut now.
Yeah, it is.
And what is happening at Leading Edge Computers at the moment, Tegan?
Well, we're proud to be the major sponsor of the new women's soccer comp
in
Griffith. Yes,
Woo!
It was launched last week. The Leading Edge Nines will kick off in May. For more information on how to get your team together, visit the Leading Edge Nines Facebook page.
Right.
Now, school holidays are upon us.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And it's a time when lots of people are all at home or travelling with their families.
Yep.
We've got all the charging docks and travel tech accessories you could possibly need in store.
Great. Perfect.
And this week we're taking 10% off all power banks.
What?
So these are basically those portable batteries for your smartphone, tablet, or even some modern laptops so you can charge on the go.
And they're so handy.
They are very handy.
Use it once a week.
Yeah,
they've got me out of trouble lots of times.
Oh, yeah.
So to get your hands on the latest tech and accessories, come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Absolutely.
Tegan, you've delivered again.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. Good luck for the season for the soccer.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. We'll catch you next week.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.